You're holding Daf Samech Zayin Amar Aleph on top. That the Gemara says that Gilgul Hegdish Poiter. That if the dough, if the flour belongs to Hegdish, at the time when you add the water into it to make it into a dough, that's the time when the Chiyav Chala is Chal. So if at that time it belongs to Hegdish, so Pshita Yapotim in a Chala. Rashi says, Menachalim Nizgalgul Isa Biyad Hegdish, V'yachkach Niftis. And after you make the dough, then later somebody is Poiter it. And then it becomes chulin, still you're potter from taking off challah. The Tanan learned like this, a Mishnah in Challah that says, Hegdisha isosa, ad shaloi gilgalom. If you're maktish some dough, that means you're maktish the flour, before you made a gilgal, before you mixed it up with the water, upadosa, and then you put the redeem it also. Before you make the gilgal, before you mix it up, chayevis. So since Peshas, you make your gil, your beam is galgal, you're mixing it up. It's chulin. At that time, the chiyuv is chal. Therefore, you chayiv in a chala. Rashi says the biyad hedjit nizgalgalis nizgalgala. You mixed it up. You made the chiyuv. The shasta belonged to a hedjit. Therefore, you chayiv. What's going to be mishagilgala if you maktish the dough after you made it into a dough, after you mixed up the flour and water? So the chiyuv was already chal. It was chal by a hedjit, and then you maktish it. Upadosa, and then later you redeem it again. So lachar is chayevis, still that dough, whoever eats from it, has to take off challah first, because at the time of the chiv, it belonged to a hedjit, and now it belongs to a hedjit. But what's going to be hegdisha, achala gilgalom? You will maktish this dough, this flour, before you mixed it up with water. The gilgalo, hagizbar, and then when it belonged to hegdish, the gizbar, the owner of hegdish like, he was the one that was made Gilgula, he made the dough, the Yachakarach Pedos, and then somebody else was Poydirit, redeemed it later, Petura. And then you're part from taking off Chala from this dough. Why? Shebishas Chavos, the time when the Chiv is Chal, Bishas Gilgul, Hoysa Petura. At that time it belonged to Hegdish, there was a Petur. Now the Gemara says, Boyi Rav, Rav has a Shiloh, what's going to be Gilgul Oivik Chavimai? Let's say a guy makes dough. A guy owns the flour and he puts the water in and makes a dough out of it. My, what's going to be the locha? And later, let's say a Jew buys it off him. Is there a chiyuv challah or not? Can the Jew eat from this dough or not? So my misna, how do you learn here? So Tanan learned like this. Ger, there's a mishnah in challah that ger shenis gayer, a guy that became a Jew. Voice Allah Isa, and he had some dough with him. So it depends. Nasa achala nizgayir, if the dough became a dough. The gilgul took place when he was still a goy, so potter. He's potter for taking off chal now, after he became a Jew. What's going to be mishin nizgayir? Let's say he made the gilgul and made the dough first after he became a Jew, and then chayiv. The mice of the gilgul took place b'shas achiv, so therefore he's chayiv to take off chal. What's going to be suffik? This person has a doubt whether he made the gilgul before when he was a goy, or did he make it after he became a Jew? So he has a doubt whether he's chayiv in chala or not. So lachar is chayiv. The Rashi says, l'chumra azlin, we have to go l'chumra, and to say that he's mechuyiv in chala. So now the shayla is, who learned this halacha that it says over here clearly that the gilgul of a goy is potter from chala? So Mora says, man ketonilo, who learned this? So divri ha'kali, this goes according to everybody. And we are filu Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, to come mechayve hosom, even according to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, that says yechayiv over there, but I'll tell you potri hocha. Still over here, they agree that you're potter. Means even Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda that we have before, that they say by trumas and maisers, that if the terrors belong to a guy, still it's chayiv and trumas and maisers. Only over there they say yechayiv, but over here they agree that you're potter. By chala, they would agree that if the gilgul took place by a goy, then this chala is potter, this dough is potter in a chala. Hosam, who work as hosam, would receive the goncho, yisera. It says a double time, a second time, lashon the goncho, it's something extra. Therefore, we darshan have a miyut acha miyut, v'yen miyach acha miyut, el rabbis only comes to include. Said, afilu wavdi kechavim, even terrors belonging to a goy, still it's chayiv and trumas and maisrus. Like Rashi says, Haino taima de meruach ovi gechavim eina poita. You know why they hold when a guy makes the meruach, when he smooths down the pile, the gemar melocha, still it's chayif in meiser mishum the trade the gonchok. So the chassid says lesuch alach b'sherecho meiser the gonchko. Uksiv no, the pasuk says v'yachalt lefnei meiser the gonchko. Uksiv reishis the gonchko. So chad lemelav b'gunchob ledigun hegdish that meruach hegdish I salute trade the gonchko lemut ledigun levit chavim. It's a b'miut. Digun avid chavim miut acha miut the trade. The trade kroim emayitalei. Two times the pasuk takes out the guncha of a goy, and therefore they hold and miyat achamiyat the all the rabbis to say that the paris of a goy is chayiv in truma semaisis. Abul hocha, but over here trei zimni arus aseichem ksiv. True, it says twice the word arus aseichem here by chala. So we dash like this: chad the chiddush is arus aseichem kidei is aseichem. It depends how much dough you have to mechayiv yourself in chala. There's a shear how much you have to have. And v'chad aris aseichem, the second one we use for lois asodik echovim. For lois ashegdish, the same thing, has to belong to you, to a Jew, and not what belongs to a goy, and not what belongs to hegdish. So therefore, everybody agrees here, the Google of avik echovim is potter from hegdish. That's one way to learn. Now this really was Rav Shaila. That was Rav Shaila. Who learns this halacha that a goy's Google is potter from echala? Does it even go according to Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? And the Svar should be like we just said now, that even though by Trumas and Maisuris, the Goy's Paris is Chayv in Trumas and Maisuris, still here by the Esau of a Goy, Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda would agree that it's Potter, for the reason we just said. I do maybe no. Maybe Rabba learns that Reb Yisrael Reb Shimon Katani law. That the Brisa says, the Mishnah Chala says that a Goy's Chala, a Goy's Do is Potter in a Chala, maybe it also only goes according to Reb Yisrael Reb Shimon, to Kapatri. That they hold even by Trumas Maisras of a Goy is Potter. And therefore, who are then the Gilgul of a Goy is also Potter Menachala. Alva Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda, but maybe according to Meir Rabbi Yehuda, Gamri Rashis Rashis Mihosam, they learn out Xerah Shava Rashis Rashis. It says Rashis the Goncho, it says Rashis Aras Asechem. And so maybe they hold, Rashi says, Ma Lahalan Miruach Avikachovim. Loi Potter, just like when a Goy makes the Meruach, the Gemara Melocha by a Goy, still Yechayim and Trumas Amaisris, Tema Bin Alemim Miyuti Achamiyut, so maybe they hold Av Gugul Avikachovim, any Poiter, any Poiter. Even if a Goy makes the dough, maybe they still hold Yechayim and Trumas Amaisris, the Yechayim and Chalo. So that was Rabbi Sofik. What would be the Loch according to Rabbi Meir, that holds that a Goy's Tfuah is Chayim and Trumas Amaisris? What would he say when a Goy makes the dough? Is he also chayiv? Or maybe here they agree that you're potter. That was Rav Sofik. So my Rav said, Ye Rav, Diachse Bechilma. Like he was spalled to Hashem that she bezoich to see the answer in his dream. She had to say, with Siyat Dishmai, Hashem should help me and tell me the answer. Then the Gemara says, Hoda, my Rav, then Rav said like this, Man Diyoma Meruach, whoever says that the meruach of a goy is potter from Trumas Amaisus, meaning if the goy makes the final pile of the peiros b'shas the gemar malocha, that's when the chi of Trumas should be chal. If the old of a goy does that, the goy's peiros is potter from Trumas Amaisus. So who adin gilgul of the chavim is potter in a chenami? According to Rabbi Yosi, so if a goy makes the dough, you'll be potter from chala. But man diyam and meruach avik echovim may not poiter, but according to Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, that they hold by goyish aperis, if they make the meruach, still yechayiv and trumas amaisres, is then a chenami gilgul avik echovim may not poiter. That's what Rav holds, that they'll hold even if a goy makes the dough, still yechayiv and chala. And this the Gemara says, Eisvei Rav popular Rav, so Rav Popi has the question to Rav, is this true? It says, Oivik is the Seft and Trumais, that Oivik Echovim, Shehifrish, Petach Hamor, V'chalo, if let's say a Goy set aside a Petach Hamor, or else the Goy took off Chalo, Moedin Oisei Shu Poiter, we have to tell the Goy, you should know, you're Poiter from Pidyon Hamor, or you're Poiter from Chalo. V'chalo Sa Necheles Lazarim, and even a Zar, regular Yisrael, is not eat his Chalo. Or Petach Hamor, Goyzeis, his petach chamor, the first chamor that he had, you're allowed to shear it off. The oived boy, you're allowed to work with it. Now this petach shehifresh petach chamor and shehifresh seh lepidyon petach chamor. his first, the chamor gave birth to chob, a reg to take a seh to be poiderit. So the goy took the seh. So locher is, this seh has no kedusha. And therefore it says, you're allowed to, goy says, you're allowed to shear it off, take off the wool, and you're allowed to work with it. Now it's mashmado, hotrumosoi, asuro, but the goy took that tasatak eschal. You see, there's a sheet that holds that a goy's truma is eschal on his pears, but still the chal is potter. And so, v'ahai tana diyam emruach, abigachovim mei mei poita. This is the tana's remei, a sheet that holds that if a goy makes the gemar malach on his pears in Eretz Yisrael, still yechayv and truma semaisus. There's no ptur. And still it says clearly, the gilgul abigachovim, poita, you're potter from chala. So be clear, not like Rava, even though Ramei Yeshit that holds that a goy is chayv and truma semaisus on his pears, not that he has to take it off, but if a Jew wants to eat those pears, the Jew has to take off truma semaisus first, still you see the challah that was made, the dough that was made by a goy, if a Jew wants to eat it later. V'yoyt, secondly, V'yoyt Eser Ravin LaRava, Ravin has a question to Rava like this. It says, Chalas Ovin Kechovim B'yoretz U'trumosay B'chutz Loretz. If a goy takes off chala in Eretz Yisrael, chala sadik echovim biyoret, so the goy made the dough and took off chala, uchumosa b'chutzlaretz, so his parents are growing in chutzlaretz, if he takes off trumais, so medianois se shupot, whoever did it, even the Jew did it, we have to tell them that since this paris, and since this dough belonged to a goy, you should know your potter. And therefore, chalosa necheles lazarim, that chala that was taken off from a goyish dough is even a czar or regularly circulated from it. If that truma falls into chulin, it does not make any issa to it. But only why? Because it's trumas chutzlort is only midirabonin. Mashmadol ha trumas barbaritz, the paris that were grown in Eretz Yisrael, the goyish paris, whoever takes the trumas and maizes from it, is asura. It is chal truma on the paris akum. Umed the master of that paris falls into chulin, it makes an issa. I v'ahai tana diyamim ruach avikachovim mei nepoita. This tana holds here that when a goy makes meruach, yichovim is potter. That the gilgul from a goy, if a goy makes challah, a goy makes dough, you potter to take off challah from that dough. So again, it's mashma, not like Rava. That Rava holds, according to Rabbi Meir, that holds yichayiv and trumas semaisus, who are did in chal also yichayiv. And here we see, no, even though you hold that yichayiv and trumas semaisus, still it says clearly that you're potter from chala. It's Gemorian says, I'll tell you, midrabonun, gzeirim yishum bali kisim. In other words, really, I'll tell you,